It's the reunion special part one, denial, deflection, Dorinda. We're going to talk about it all. Let's get into it.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
I'm so successful, yeah. And girl, you too, you are so young and beautiful.
Yes, a little Ariana Grande, because we're talking about successful businesses tonight.
Do you think Ariana supports other women?
No.
No, she doesn't?
No.
Oh, Ramona would be up in her face, too.
Yes.
She would be jumping out of her seat as well. We have so much to talk about. It is Wednesday night. AfterBuzz is Real Housewives of New York City After Show. It's the reunion special part one.
Oh, so good.
It was dark. It was good. We missed Luann. We have a lot to talk about. We are going to get into it. We have a fantabulous news and gossip section for you guys. We're going to be doing our tweets tonight, and we're going to talk about the fashion thing right away because you guys voted. Sonia Morgan retweeted me, and you guys voted for Sonia as best dressed. Can we believe it?
The hair. I think that's what
I think it was
off
the Bridget Bardot lookalike
thing. I mean, but good for her. It was her dress. It was a Sonia Morgan original. So
next
I
to
guess.
Bethany, she was my favorite.
Yeah.
Bethany came in as number two, actually, as best dressed. I want to thank everyone who tweeted me, who voted, actually, because I did count everybody. And So I really appreciate you guys tweeting us and for being with us in the live chat and for downloading us on iTunes. We really appreciate that. We're going to get into it. We open up with Carol interrupting the entire opening with a text. The real reason she's not coming back next season. Andy's like, I am done with you.
Oh, the side eye was so real.
That and the fact that she said Andy was full of shit. We'll talk about that next episode. But for now, we open up with obviously missing Luann and Tinsley. They both were not there tonight.
Oh, yes. Yeah, no, Tinsley. I was like, I could have sworn I saw her.
Tinsley was there, but was she really? She said five words tonight.
I mean, we found out about her haircut.
She got a new haircut.
Yeah. She can do her hair by herself.
She can do her hair by herself. She didn't tonight, but she can.
Exactly.
And that was, like, the most that we saw of her.
Ramona invented glitter gold. Dorinda has a trainer. And Sonia finally knows what a pescatarian is.
She said, I eat oysters.
Leanne, she's eating a lot of meat on the weekends.
Is she?
We all know she's not skipping any French sausage.
And that's not vegan, ladies and gentlemen.
But is it grass-fed?
Exactly. We open up with the fashions. Halloween fashions. This show's been on a really long time. I've forgotten going way back.
Yeah. It took us from Halloween till the new year.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
Yeah, they all had on Halloween costumes, and we start out voting about that. It was a very weird reunion. Andy started it off with a lot of montages.
A lot of montages.
What is this? We had a whole season of horrible outfits, chain smoking, tone-deaf racial stereotypes.
Yeah, and I can't... people still don't see it, and it drives me crazy. Like, it
no
just,
one... No one... Everyone was blaming the lights and the camera.
I mean, no. Like, and just, like, the afro. Like, she had an afro, like, maybe once or twice in her career, but, like, to do, like, a whole, like, Simpsons, Marge Simpson afro like that, like,
it wasn't even
not,
a good afro.
No, it wasn't. It's just, like, it's making overdone. Fun of a legend. Yeah. Like, you can't do that. It's just not. It was tacky.
And I feel like it was kind of dark just to start off right away with Luann about that. I feel like we could have opened up with...
Well, what good is there with Luann? She was divorced.
I mean, that's how she stepped into the season.
You know what? Keeping it real over here.
I mean, there's no good.
Keeping it real.
Yeah. That was what she started on, and we ended with her back in rehab. Like, it didn't...
Exactly. Exactly. I just feel like the whole overall tone, even when we tried to be light and talk about, you know, the girls coming together or Bethany coming together for Jill for the reunion, Ramona was like, it's opportunist. It's, you know what I mean? She was like, it was, she was taken advantage. What do we think about that? Because I mean, that was interesting. Andy says they were invited by Jill.
Ramona is one to call somebody opportunistic because, like, she is literally the most opportunistic on the show. Like, the reason she supports the other women and goes to their other events is because she wants the camera time and she wants to look good for herself. Like, Ramona doesn't do anything unless it benefits Ramona. And, like, Andy's right. We wanted to see the moment with Jill and Bethany.
We did.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
And, like, Jill invited them to the funeral, like...
And I think, furthermore, we also spoke about it on that episode, on our after show. Like, Jill was Snapchatting on the way to the funeral. So, like, talk about, like, wanting cameras in this, like, personal time. Like, Jill welcomed it. So, yeah. I mean, I personally wouldn't want that at any relative's funeral. But, like, if she was okay with it, then why is everyone else getting, like, up in arms over it?
Well, we have a lot to get into. Even our tweets and our news and gossip, it has to do a lot with this subject. We're not going to give it all away now. But let's just say that everyone had something to say about it. Dorinda said it was morbid. So I feel like we were just all getting off on a really dark note. Even Andy was bringing up how it was a good thing that Ramona... No, wait. I'm sorry. I was kind of confused. I like that Bobby and Bethany were bringing up the montages and talking about how they were connecting, because I really feel like Bobby and Bethany did have a connection.
Yeah.
It was nice to see the montages. I love the montages.
It was nice. And I didn't really appreciate the women kind of, like, bashing her. Like, why are you guys even talking now? Are you friends now? Like, I have a friendship that's estranged, and, like, a really big life moment went on within it. And I reached out and I congratulated her on, like, what she accomplished. But we're not going to be best friends now. Like, it kind of takes time.
It would feel unauthentic to just be like, Monday, first thing.
Yeah. But, so, like, I just can't with, like, oh, you don't even talk to her.
It's but
like,
Bethany it's not... also introduced her to her daughter off camera. Like, they have kept communication open. Like, it would have been opportunistic if the only time she'd ever communicated with Jill was in a public forum on camera. But that's not the case.
Yeah.
Yeah, and actually, sorry about earlier. I was getting sidetracked. What I meant to say was Andy was bringing up the fact that Jill was really involved in this. She even called him... When they were doing the reunion, he said she sent him a message. She's already trying to get back on the show and create storylines saying that, oh, Ramona dated my current guy. Like, you know, Andy loves to hear stuff like that, and she wants to plant that in his head. He could be like, that could be a storyline. Like,
and also, I can't. Why do they all date the same man?
Is New York that small?
It's not. And there's so many rich men that are probably better looking than the guys that they're dating. Like, what is going on?
They're too busy dating the 20-year-old bimbos. They're too busy dating Tinsley's. They're not going to go after Ramona's and Jill's.
I mean, I wouldn't go after Ramona either. Party with her, but not date her.
That's what I meant to say earlier, is that Andy was, you know, he was really stepping up for Bethany throughout the entire episode, but mostly in the beginning when it came to the Jill thing, because Ramona was really adamant about starting a fight right there and then with Bethany about the funeral thing, trying to make it look a certain way. But Andy was like going to shut that down because he was like, you know what, we need to see that. It's Jill, Zarin, and Bethany.
I agree with him on that note, but, like, overall, he was way too biased. It was uncomfortable. Like,
he
understands
where his bread is buttered.
Yeah,
and they're friends. And they're friends.
He does.
But it always went back to Bethany. Sorry, it always went back. It always went back to Bethany and her response. You know, and the whole episode, they were talking over each other. It was so annoying. I couldn't even really listen to who was talking.
I know. My mom, I talked to her on the way here. I was like, oh, did you watch it yet? And she's like, yeah, but they were just yelling all over each other. And I was like, oh, it's just an old woman thing. I'm sure it wasn't that bad. And I watched it. I was like, oh, my God, I can't follow.
I couldn't even understand
it. I can't follow.
Usually I can decipher. Yeah. I'm good at it.
And it's editing. And it's just like they're all ganging up on her. So it's like all these voices, like, yelling at her specifically. So it's just like... if you're gonna gang up, like, at least have, like, Ramona take one part. Like, you guys should have, like, strategized this before.
Yeah, it was very, like, mean girl, we're gonna take you down because we don't like you and think you're shining right now. And, like, it was very insecure. Like, they need to stop sipping the Haterade and, like, just take a half a Xanax and, like, just chill for a sec.
Yeah, totally agree.
Like, we just started the reunion.
Exactly. Like, and I can understand Andy getting mad because he's like, I want to hear what she actually has to say.
Yeah.
Right.
I agree with that. What I don't agree with is that how the episode was kind of edited to be not... I mean, you could be biased while you're there, but they even edited in the episode... You know what I mean? Like, they made a whole montage about how Bethany was such a good friend. That was crazy.
Well, I mean, in her defense, because I like Bethany, but I'm not, like, ride or die Bethany. In her defense, she is someone that is there for, like, for whatever reason, they confide in her.
Exactly.
And, like, so there's obviously something about her that they can trust.
The montages always speak truth.
Yeah, so, like, in her defense, like, she is a supportive friend in that way, but, like, she also isn't fake. Like, yeah, Ramona might be upset about, you know, Mario, but she's not going to go and have lunch with her and, like, you know, support her business. Right. Because Ramona's just as nasty to her as Bethany is. Like,
Ramona's,
you know,
very nasty. We saw the montage of her.
Yeah.
The way that they come at her, it's like, I understand Andy cutting them off to, like, allow her to speak because they didn't let her say anything. I mean, she could have said, the sky is blue, and they're going to be like, the sky is not blue. The sky is
like, oh my
light
God.
Blue.
Oh my,
like,
God.
There are clouds in the sky, which makes it white, so it's not one color. How dare you say the sky is blue? And it's like, what are we talking about right now?
Anything she could have said was
and
wrong.
And Ramona has been horrible to Bethany. Horrible!
Since the beginning.
Ramona came in with an agenda because she did not do anything this season except for yell at Bethany on the phone on that street corner. Like, she came in with an agenda and a plot to just, like, attack.
Exactly.
To, like, bring up drama. Because she's been quiet all season long. Yeah. So, like, this was her moment to shine. And she,
And you know what I don't get, though? Like, I understand all of that. But I feel like they both have had their moments, though. Because... even though Ramona has been horrible to Bethany, they eventually go on vacation together. They do move along. They are on a show together. So I feel like Bethany does keep the peace, but eventually you just have to, you're just over it. You know what I mean? So it's like, enough is enough. I know that this time you really wanted me to support you, but you know what? I'm done.
Yeah.
You have been so rude to me forever. Cue the montage.
Yeah. I mean, Ramona said some nasty shit, like, in their friendship. Or not even friendship, but in their time of knowing
one
another.
And it is what it is, but for some reason, on that couch, Bethany ended up apologizing for Christmas.
Yeah.
That's what I was trying to say. Like, I don't understand it. Bethany is the one that's... the victim here when it comes to the Ramona situation. Ramona has been horrible to Bethany for 10 seasons, and for some reason, Bethany still ended up apologizing over the Christmas thing.
The skincare comment.
Because Ramona was saying, like, even if it's not formulated, whatever, like, you could have just been nice. You could have said something supportive.
Well, you know what?
You plug skinny girls so much.
Maybe she was taking a page out of Ramona's book and just saying sorry to move on.
No, I think she actually...
she did. I feel like she did.
Yeah, she's like, look, if you didn't feel supported, like, and you're upset, like, I'm sorry that I upset you. This is just how I felt.
Well, then
she said, I'm
so
not
to...
the best delivery person sometimes. And then you know how Ramona is. You give her a little inch, she'll give you one right back. So Ramona instantly was like, well, we both had that in common. We both just don't deliver it right. You know what I mean? So it's like, I'm not sticking up for Ramona, you guys.
No.
I'm just trying to say that there's, like, a whole balance here. And Bethany does play both sides. So we need to give her a little bit of credit, just a tiny little bit. She was really ganked up on tonight. I feel like everybody was going after her. Like, Ramona would have done fantastic in the Salem witch trials. She would have gotten a lot of people hung.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Have.
She goes with the river. If everyone's saying this person is going down, let's take her down.
She
take her to
got
hang
her. Pitchfork.
Louder
yeah.
than everyone else. So
oh,
that
man.
That always wins for whatever reason.
Throughout this entire thing, I just can't help and think about Luann. I miss Lou.
I don't miss her. We were saying, like, the reason, like, she... if she was there, I would have been taking a little bit more heat off of Bethany. Like,
yeah,
that
exactly.
It would have balanced the whole, like, dynamic. Like, right now, everything's geared towards her. If Lou was there, it would be kind of a little bit more even. Like, Bethany's getting all the heat for
Everything.
So everybody move off the stove because it's time for Dorinda to lay down. Take the heat. A whole montage for Dorinda. I don't understand. I honestly do not understand this reunion. It was so weird. So much denial, so much deflection. Why are we having a debate on whether or not you said you're a drunk? You said you're a drunk to Dorinda on the plane. I mean,
it was pretty clear.
Even Dorinda on the plane was like, I don't think you said that to me.
It was pretty clear.
Like, so much denial.
It was pretty clear she said, you're a drunk.
You're like, a drunk.
I don't understand the confusion whatsoever.
And then she brought it up at the reunion again, and Bethany couldn't give a straight answer. And she could have been a badass right then. It would have been like, I said it on the show. I'm saying it now. You're a drunk, period.
Like, I don't understand why there's, like, even Bethany, why are you tiptoeing around this? Like, I understand everyone else. Like, I feel like they're
look
all
look at
this,
the
like,
montages. She's had,
like,
a problem every time she's drank.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
I think she didn't want to make such a strong accusation.
She
even
already
though she
did.
Already did several times.
Yeah.
I think she was kind of trying to backpedal it a bit and be like, I think you have a problem, but, like, I'm not qualified to say that. So, like,
oh,
I don't want
God.
You
I feel
to
like
up on
if
me
you
for that.
Already said it, you might
yeah.
as well just,
you have
like,
to just eat it.
Exactly. You should have just eaten it.
I can't with all the
you
other women just,
it,
like, encouraging
swallow.
It. Like,
I know.
They were so, like, when Andy was talking about it, like, oh, I love when she does this. And we all get drunk. And I'm like, but not you. You don't all get drunk and attack each other.
Yeah. Like, Ramona's like, you're not a drunk. You're drunk. are you drunk? Because that didn't make sense. You guys are all drunks.
They're
how about that?
So bad.
Yeah. How and about it, they're all drunks?
It's that.
Except Carol.
Carol's chain smoking and judging everyone from the side, okay? She ain't perfect. You know what? Obviously, she believes it. Now what? I just feel like Dorinda could have owned it. She really could have owned it. You look amazing. You have a trainer. Take advantage of the situation. Look into the camera and say, you know what? I had really bad moments.
Yeah.
I had some bad moments, and I see that now, and it was wrong, and it was disgusting. And you know what? I'm not saying I'm not going to drink anymore, but you know what? Maybe I won't drink that much.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
would have sounded a lot better than the giggling with everyone and the deflecting and the Andy going, well, it was funny, but it's not really funny anymore. Like,
yeah.
I feel like someone yeah. could have been the truth bearer in all of this.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, I think that just goes back to maybe they all, like, plotted against Bethany beforehand, so, like, they're not willing to turn on each other.
Or maybe they're
reunion.
All drunks and they can't really
and maybe,
point the finger
yeah,
either.
And they can't. But, like, I think that they were all just trying to have each other's back
yeah.
in their war against Bethany. And that's why no one was like, you need help, honey. Like,
but it
yeah.
just really made no sense, because then they were like, well, did you know she was this drunk? Why would you let her go to dinner? She's a grown woman!
That killed me.
Well, does Bethany have to babysit? You guys, did we forget that she was going to Puerto Rico to help out 6,000 people without power, but you want her to babysit Dorinda?
/ Bethany had just as much to drink as Dorinda did, but she was acting normal. So, like, let's not,
I don't understand,
like,
this.
I didn't get it. It was really frustrating. I was like, why is it Bethany's fault? Like, why are you now putting this on Bethany?
It really made no sense.
Bethany just did everything wrong. Like, Bethany could not, like, even though Dorinda was, like, this monster all season with alcohol, she was like a, like, eat, like,
yeah.
and nobody said, well, Dorinda, like, you were mean, you were this, you were that, like, you shouldn't have said that. Everyone was, like, trying to gloss over it, and even Dorinda's like, well, you know, I get like that after two drinks. It's like,
then maybe you shouldn't have one.
Yeah.
Like, and you know what? Maybe you're a lightweight, but you're still a drunk because you had 15 cocktails.
And
yeah.
you're how old, and you should know this about yourself by now. Like, let's get, like,
I feel like if Luann was there, she would have told the truth. She would have probably been like, you know what? How about this? We all have a drinking problem. I just came back from rehab, and the first step is acknowledging. How about we all
yeah.
acknowledge that we have a drinking problem here?
Yeah, and I mean, that's going again. It's like, if Luann was there, it would have taken heat off Bethany and would have pushed more heat
yeah.
onto other people. Like, it literally,
evenly
I mean,
been
Bethany has Sonia, but Sonia is literally just sitting there like a puppy dog
yeah.
the whole episode,
mm-hmm.
like, not saying anything, and just like, yes, yes, okay, okay.
Like
so
even if they all drink, who cares? But it's when you have a bad episode that we have to talk about.
Yeah.
But there wasn't one bad, it's like several bad episodes.
Several seasons. Yeah.
And then this season was the worst. So the fact that her drinking was brought to the attention, like, this season, it's like, it understandably so. Like, you were a monster.
Yeah.
Someone is saying in the chat, Shibugi's, that they're afraid to insult her because she's the fan favorite.
What?
Well, even if she is the fan favorite, well, even if she is the fan favorite, she doesn't get that behavior kind of excuse. She doesn't get a
pass for that. No,
I don't think she's the fan. I mean, favorite. I think
if the Puerto Rico thing was the pinnacle. After that, she should have literally been thrown to the wolves.
Yeah,
how are you attacking a man of charity?
But I don't think Bethany held her accountable enough by still allowing her to go to Puerto Rico without
you can't be a shitty person,
you can't disinvite her, but like you could have had more of like a, because Bethany continued to talk about it even when they were in Colombia, like about how bad it was, and I don't think she expressed that to Dorinda how bad it actually
she
was.
She could have just stuck to her guns on the plane and been like, no, you're drunk.
I don't think it was really expressed really to all the other girls what had transpired in Miami. Like, I don't think everyone else really understood like what Dorinda said before until they watched it.
Well, they saw it, and
they
saw it,
and they came today, and we're still excusing it.
Exactly. I don't understand how they could laugh and be like, "Oh, she has two drinks," and Carol's all laughing about it. Bethany was the only one going, "Where am I right now? No, delusional island where we are."
It was bad. You can't equate like you drinking and having a good time socially to someone attacking you for your, you know, who you are.
Labels. I don't get it. You know. God, you guys. Denials, chuckles, good place or not, whatever this is, it's dark. And
yeah,
you know what? Even Andy tried to get a straight answer about Dorinda's drinking. He went on for like 3 minutes being completely interrupted by her. It was just weird. She said she felt heavy and unhappy, and that's why. And then Bethany threw out, I've talked to you at 7 a.m. and you've been drunk.
And then everyone got on her for that comment. Yeah. It was, I mean, I would have liked her to elaborate more on that, but everyone cut her off, so it was a little bit...
It was very similar to the cocaine comment towards Dorinda that everyone shut down right away as well. You know what I mean? I feel like there's a line and they're like, don't cross it. And everyone was doing that tonight with Dorinda's drinking. But you guys, you can't pass when it's been, like Zach said, an entire season of you behaving like a jerk.
Yeah.
I wonder if drugs were part of her incidents this season.
I don't know. Well, not internationally, obviously.
She was in Colombia.
Maybe that's why they
She was in Colombia, and we all know her drug of choice.
I don't know. I feel like we just went around in circles this entire episode. It was so strange.
It was a strange episode. I mean,
it's like the Twilight Zone.
We didn't get anywhere.
And we only really hit on two things. It was Bethany and a little bit about Puerto Rico. And then Dorinda. So it wasn't...
And Ramona's skincare line.
And Ramona's skincare line.
So Bethany being unsupportive and Dorinda's drinking. That's what the entire episode was about.
And there was no resolution.
Tinsley got a new haircut.
Yeah. And Tinsley's haircut. Yes, we cannot forget Tinsley's haircut. No.
And we see in the next coming episodes that Andy's asking her about her relationship with Scott. And he said, when you guys are on a break, does he see other people? And she says, yes. I'm sorry, but... She is getting played by the chubby guy from Chicago.
Like, when did homeboy that was, like, in Glee Club become the player for of real? Chicago?
Like, and Tinsley is not bad.
She is a catch for him.
No, like, what I meant, like, she's not a badass. Like, if she was a badass, there would have been a ring on that finger.
Yeah.
He would have never, you know what I mean? Like,
that's why there's a ring, because he's able to like go out and date.
A guy would have been like, I am not letting you out of my sight. I'm not going back to Chicago. Look what I have right now in front of me.
It's not like she's really missing out, though. I mean, she is like in the penthouse suite.
Not anymore, honey.
Okay, she went down two floors, but she's still like, it has room service all the time. Like, she doesn't have to pay for her $30,000.
I don't want to talk about their relationship. There's like nothing to talk about.
It's
as fake as, you know.
I don't feel bad for her.
I'm just gonna go ahead and say it, you guys. Lou is the glue that holds it together. This episode was weird, dark. We didn't get anywhere, and it's because Luann wasn't there. Fight me on it. She was not there. It was so boring. We could have talked about so many things.
I mean, I wasn't bored. It was just the power balance is so
I wasn't
uneven,
bored, but it was just, you know, like the entire show going after Bethany.
It was very uneven.
It wasn't enjoyable. It was like confusing and frustrating.
But at the same time, like, the season, if you look back on it, there wasn't that many enjoyable moments, you know? Like, it wasn't like the group never had a big kumbaya moment, you know?
They fought a lot. I really feel like this season, is, like, the season that we need to get to the better seasons. Like, now that Carol and Bethany, they're on the outs, we can get through this season, and then we can see who's going to be Bethany's new best friend. We're going to see, we're going to obviously have someone new come in. Everything is going to be shaken up. This franchise is going to be shaken up. We're obviously shaken up with Beverly Hills having Denise Richards join the cast. So maybe we need something new for Real Housewives of New York City. Even Jill. Let's throw Jill a bone.
I kind of want, like, someone
new. But I want her to be a friend. No, yeah, I don't want her to be a full-time housewife.
I would like someone new.
She wants it too bad, and I don't like that.
And she needs we need someone that's a Bethany ally. We can't have, like, a... Bethany needs a friend.
Exactly.
She needs a friend.
Other than
let's get into our tweets, because it involves this entire episode.
Yes.
We have some really good segments for you guys. I love it! So let's pull up the tweets. Make sure to tweet us so we can showcase your tweet on our AfterBuzz podcast, and we'll shout you guys out.
Okay, Chelsea, so this one was mine. So as we were saying, this moment hasn't happened yet, but it is very, like, obvious that Andy is so into Bethany. The tweet says, Andy, if Teresa, Portia, Leanne get out of the seat, oh my God, stay in your seat. Andy, when B gets up, smiling.
I know. Yeah. He lives for this moment.
Like, but when Portia or Teresa, like, he is, like, you know, trying to mediate, like, peacekeeper.
Well, because he knows that if it's, like, Teresa or Portia, like, there's a punch that's going to be thrown. Like, somebody's weave's about to get snapped.
True. Teresa going up to Danielle, do not mess with my family. Like, this is Danielle's face. Teresa.
Oh, I live for this moment.
Oh, it was so good. So this is from Love NDC, one of my favorite tweeters about Bravo, and she said, we saw Dorinda film at her husband's grave.
Oh, yeah.
We saw Carol fly to get her husband's ashes, but it's not okay to see Bethany at Bobby's funeral? Come on, you guys. I totally get what she's saying.
Yeah.
This is what I was trying to talk about earlier. We needed to see it. Ramona trying to make a big deal out of this was really, really stupid.
Yeah.
And, that's that.
Yeah.
Let's go to the next tweet.
You got this one?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I was reading it, but I wasn't... I was reading it, and I was thinking I was saying it out loud, but I wasn't. I was just reading it. Andy's got Bethany's back, and I'm 100% here for him shutting down these petty bitches. And that is from Bella Jews at JS Bella.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is definitely there for Bethany. I'm not sure if I'm there for it 100% because I feel like he should remain neutral.
He should be very impartial, I think.
Like, he should be, but, like, he knows where his bread is buttered, and, like, Ramona goes off the rails. Carol, we saw her call him out. She, like, you know, they all do stupid things that irritate him, where, like, Bethany really doesn't ever... do anything to get on his bad side.
She's like the good child.
She's the good child, and she brings Brady.
Yeah, and she brings the money in.
Like,
she's the Kim Kardashian of the housewives.
And they're never going to get rid of Ramona.
Completely. And they can't get rid of Ramona.
And Ramona would never go anywhere either. You know what I mean?
Ugh. God,
Ramona's like the last child that you had by accident, and you just kind of have to keep him around because, you know, you love all your children equally.
So here's my favorite tweet of the night. It's by Chrissy Teigen, who's one of my personal heroes on Twitter.
Yes.
She says, I will do Housewives if I can have it in my contract that I don't have to do reunions. I think it would be a 3-part series of me crying and I can't wear a ball gown on the couch for 12 hours.
I feel like I would only want to do Housewives for the reunions.
Yeah.
The reunions when you get booked. Yeah.
I would bring the receipt. Like,
yes.
I would have my phone. Boom, bitch.
I would bring a prop like Kenya Moore, like a megaphone, a wand.
Or Bunny.
I would get a fake leg just to throw it.
Yes.
My man waiting backstage to come out. Because, you know, they always have the man come out.
I love that.
The house husbands come out. Oh, man. Yeah, that's really interesting, actually. Out of all the franchises, I just thought about this.
New York doesn't do husbands,
They don't have husbands.
They don't have husbands, and they don't come on the show ever. Like, right now I'm dealing with Orange County, and Shane is, like,
in the drama.
Peter, Atlanta, always in the drama. You know, I know everything about Bravo. Interesting. Isn't this interesting?
Todd,
So it's interesting. We got Mario in the beginning of the episode. I forgot to mention that.
That
Ramona.
Is weird.
I feel like Ramona did that on purpose. Like, walking up with Mario so Andy could talk to him.
So they still talk.
Well, they have a child together. They're going to talk forever.
She's grown.
Yeah, but I guess.
That was weird.
You know, Ramona's always trying to look progressive. She's always trying to look like she's hip. She's in the now. she can go out to dinner with Avery's friends and, like, be cool with it.
Oh, God. That was...
I was dying.
No.
Let's get into our news and gossip. We have a lot to talk about.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So, for our news and gossip section, we have a little clip.
Oh, I hate you.
Okay, that's not our news and gossip. But we will talk about that later. Dennis Shields' wife asked Bethany Frankel not to attend his funeral. The shade. She said in her defense, she was like, I don't want it to be a media event. But Bethany was like, I dated him for years. I'm coming. Don't even think about.
And Bethany's known him for 20 years.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm coming.
Yeah, I mean, I understand the... Well, okay, are but they divorced they for, or are they separated?
They're separated, but not legally divorced. But weren't Bethany and the wife photographed together at the funeral?
Yeah, I think, yeah, well, that was her? That she I was hugging so. When Bethany well, was in, like, crying hysterically, yeah. sobbing?
I mean, again, I can understand where the wife is coming from with the media circus and frenzy.
Totally,
like,
totally.
You know, this is a private thing, and she was never in the public eye. Like, she didn't sign up to be on Real Housewives in New York, so I get that. But you can't ask someone to not pay their respects.
Yeah, like, let me read what the article says. It says, Bethany Frankel was reported asked to not attend the funeral of Dennis Shields last Monday. According to a report from In Touch Weekly magazine, Shields' estranged wife Jill respectfully requested that the Real Housewives of New York City star stay away from the service because she didn't want it to be a media event. However, because of her closeness to Shields, Frankel refused to stay away.
Good for her.
Of course.
Yeah.
I would have gone too. Like, I would have been like, girl,
good for her.
Look, I'm sorry. Dennis was on the show. Like, he put himself in the public eye. Yeah.
Exactly. So, our next article is Ramona, and she says, Bethany became successful because of the show. So, basically, Ramona's trying to say, like, let's stop giving Bethany all this credit because the reason she's successful is because she's on Bravo.
You know what? Let's give her the credit.
Let's give her the credit because you guys have all put your businesses on the show and none of them have blown up like that.
You've all had this platform.
You have to put the work into it.
You all have had this platform.
And Bethany's been such a hustler for so, like, long before she ever had
the
show.
Yeah, Bethany's cakes.
I mean, that was a thing.
Bethany Bakes is what
Bethany
I meant.
Bakes.
Yeah, she's been trying for a minute.
That's totally an unfair statement to
me. Completely.
Just not, I don't know.
And you know what? The whole thing with Ramona is that, you know what? She has had a lot of businesses. And not a lot of them have come full through like Bethany has.
Have any of them come full through?
I don't know, but I've seen Bethany's salads dressing. I've seen her granola bars. I've seen everything skinny girl at the...
I want to know, if Ramona's still working on her formula, what was she giving people?
Exactly.
Yeah.
There's
but, you
always
know, that's like the Kenya Moore thing.
Exactly.
Remember
like
when
water in the thing.
I did a thing for the Kenya Moore. Like, I did like a gifting suite for that. And I used the product.
How was it?
I feel like it stripped my hair. Like, I feel like it made it dry.
Ooh, sorry. Calling out Kenya Moore. Ooh, the shade. The shade. I love it. You guys, we talked about the fashion thing in the beginning, but I forgot to pull up a really funny photo of Carol. Compared to the Tin Man, it's really, really funny. This is it. How hilarious is this?
You're so ruthless.
Bitch stole my look.
That's so good.
How amazing is this?
Is so bad.
Oh, Carol just dressed bad the entire season. Everyone looked bad. Yeah. That one montage when Bethany was like, what are we all wearing? It was so
that,
true.
That was the worst dressed I've ever seen any group of housewives.
Together.
So
I really don't know what
all
was they
one
all
place,
smoked.
Like Luann's ruffly thing. It was not
and
a good look.
And who asked Carol, do you have a stylist or do you dress yourself?
Andy.
And I was like, she's totally dressing herself because no stylist would allow her to go on TV like that.
Oh and let's get one thing straight. Beyonce inspired from the hold up video, because please, Beyonce would not wear that green stoned underwear thing under that. That black dress is a complete replica inspired yellow dress from the hold up video.
But it's
not the exact Beyonce dress. It's Beyonce inspired. Let's get it straight. You guys, let's do predictions because obviously we have two more episodes to go. And there's some stuff that's coming out. Person 123, I've been agreeing with you all night, but not about the Carol's fashion. Sorry.
They like it?
She does.
Now.
She said something earlier that I really, really, really agreed with, Person 123, because I am reading the chat. I forgot what she said. I'll have to go back and look. Oh, Luann is my favorite housewife of all time across any franchise. I completely agree with you. I've always been Team Lou. Lou is the glue that holds it together. I love her. She's fantastic. Be cool. Don't be all uncool. Zach, your predictions.
My predictions, I think Tinsley's going to be in the hot seat for like a hot minute, but other than we're not going to see her. Her Scott. Relationship with Scott.
I think
other than that, the whole focus is going to be on tearing down Bethany. And I don't know if we're going to see much of Sonia at all.
I think Sonia's being very sheepish behind Bethany. She's not a good hype person to have to have your back whatsoever. Like,
good. But she's saying truthful things.
I know, but she's just being like super dainty about it. Yeah, she got like she's not being a bull. Yeah, she's not doing a good job as like your like BFF protector. I think that they're gonna continue to go after Bethany, but the Carol and Bethany showdown will be epic.
Well, obviously, it's still going to continue because Bethany gets out of her seat and says, booyah, bitch. Yeah, so obviously, it's still going to go. So I do agree it's going to be the Bethany and Carol showdown, but I really hope that we get a little bit from each housewife. I feel like Sonia should have said, Ramona, if you ever put your hand on my mouth again and mess up this face with your germ hands.
See, that's what I mean. Sonia's not someone you want to take into a fight. If you can't even defend yourself,
I don't understand what that was about. Like, I understand Singer, like, betrays you all the time, but you could have been like, don't freaking touch me ever again. That
Sonia
was so
will
rude.
Get trampled over if she was in Atlanta or Jersey.
Ramona was on a roll. She's like, don't say I'm fake with your fake tits.
And Ramona,
I know Sonia's like, where'd you get yours? Oh, like, come on, Ramona. It didn't even make sense. The whole reunion tonight was weird.
Bizarre. These women, I love them.
I mean, we've had some more exciting ones. We've had them full of juice before. But when we're talking about Halloween costumes for about 15 minutes in the beginning, that's when you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. And the elephant in the room is missing. I want to hear more. I guess this is not a prediction, but a hope that we hear more about Lou's road back to rehab. Yeah. It sounded like there was an intervention that Bethany was a part of. So I would like to get a little bit more details into that.
I hear some tea at the end of that when she was like, you knew she was drinking. And Bethany was like, yeah, I did know she was drinking.
Yeah.
And there's some tea.
I'm hoping it's all spilt.
But Luann also, like, was... like, not necessarily saying she was sober.
Totally.
She was like, I thought I could drink a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. She's never said she was perfect, and she said she was playing it day by day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I really do feel like the door is left ajar. Like, we're not going to get full closure on this because Luann was not there. So I feel like this is the best it's going
to
get.
Yeah, we're going to have to wait for another Luann and Andy special. Not at the Hamptons house, though, somewhere else.
We're going to have to wait probably an entire year.
Shocker. Exactly. Nation.
Our own reunion special,
We're going to have to move on to something else. So hopefully the next two episodes will be enough to get us through. Hopefully they will calm down a little bit. Maybe it was just first hour jitters and... you know, maybe they were just hot right off the gate, but hopefully they all relax and we can actually hear and understand them. And maybe they'll take some accountability. Maybe Dorinda will just give us what we want because, you know what, she is one of the fan favorites. And after this season, who can root for that? I really feel like she needs to acknowledge a little bit of the behavior and just say, I had a really bad moment and I'm going to do better. Because we love Dorinda when she's good. We love her.
No, she was also awful with the Nutcracker.
Oh, yes. We didn't even talk about the Nutcracker.
Because they talked about it for 20 minutes. It made no sense. The text thread.
Because Bethany thanked her, but it was off camera. And, like, that's really what the biggest issue
I think the
justice
for with them is they just think everything Bethany does is for show.
And it is. She's a ham.
We're on a show. Like, I'm sorry.
They're all on TV, though.
Why is it about you and not my daughter?
It was about you, Bethany. You were bouncing all over the apartment. But you know what? If you want attention, too, why don't you bounce, too? Why don't you start bouncing higher than Bethany? That's the thing is you're on a show. If you're mad about someone taking the attention, take it from them.
Yes.
You guys are on a TV show. We want to see the drama. So that is it for our after show. Obviously, we could talk about this all night long.
Oh, yeah.
Because we love these women. We root for these women. And we appreciate you guys watching us and giving us your comments. Give us a thumbs up now because it's free content. Got some entertainment. Make sure to catch us next Monday night. We have a lot to discuss next Wednesday night. We're going to be here. Sarah's not going to be here. We missed her tonight.
We did.
But she'll be here for the final reunion.
She will be here for the final episode. We'll all be wearing ball gowns.
Yes.
I'm going to be wearing Giovanni. Zach, where can we find you and what do you want to promote?
Hi, guys. I'm Zach Peter. You can follow me at Just Plain Zach, and you can catch my podcast, hashtag No Filter, with Zach Peter.
There we go.
Hey, guys. Chelsea Stark-Jones. You can find me on Instagram at C_S Jones and everything else that I'm doing in my life at ChelseaStarkJones.com. Yeah.
I am your host, Leon Castillo, at Hollywood Leon. Follow me on Instagram. Check out the story. Born This Way debuted tonight. AfterBuzz had a great spot on it. Yay. Thank you to Kevin Undergaro and everyone at A&E. I had a fantastic time. We'll see you guys next Wednesday.
Yes, bye, AfterBuzzers. So excited. Bye-bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.